It's Friday, February 16th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 2 million people have been displaced in South Sudan, Africa, according to a 2017 report from USAID. The Worldview spoke to William Levi, president of Operation Nehemiah Missions, showing how Christians have responded with the gospel to this crisis.
March last year, I took my wife and children. We went to South Sudan without a hope where we're going to stay, because most of the people where we were helping, most of them left, and two of our compounds were deserted. But what we did was basically we called upon the prayer. We went there and rallied the pastors from the remnant of those who have not left the country. We said we need to be on our knees. We have seen what the nation tried to do, trying to bring peace here. And so we know that we have to be on our knees and pray. And it was transformational.
Levi went on to describe how they are seeing the fruit of that prayer meeting.
When we went back this past November, it's amazing. The governor of the state where we're working came down into the county level. He came there, he said, I'm not going back to the state capital until I see restoration here. To take stock of the government share of the responsibility, apologizing for their share of the sin that the government troops have committed, and challenge the rebels to come and meet him halfway so that they can take responsibility for the crisis they are involved with.
Levi said God has purified the Church of Jesus Christ in South Sudan through fire, making it stronger than ever. Romans 8:37-39 says, In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Open Doors recently shared the witness of a Christian Vietnamese man who abandoned his animistic beliefs to follow Christ and evangelize his village as the first Christian there. Vang Atu, a 28-year-old father of two children, led four families to Christ, turning his home into a place of worship, but was forced to flee after villagers beat him and local authorities destroyed his house. Filled with faith, Atu hopes to go back and preach the gospel in his village. Christian legal think tank Freedom for Faith has united churches in Australia for a Religious Freedom Act as over 13,000 submissions flowed into a government panel on freedom of religion as of this week. Churches are calling for religious exemptions from anti-discrimination laws after the country legalized marriage for those in unnatural relations last year. The United Nations Educational, Cultural, and Scientific Organization released its 2018 International Sexuality Education Guide. The guide encourages sex education for children as young as 5, supporting fornication and the murder of the unborn, and citing the abortion giant Planned Parenthood throughout. South African President Jacob Zuma resigned on Wednesday amidst ongoing corruption scandals and pressure from the ruling party. The South African stock market went up 4% after news of a new president went public. This comes after Zimbabwe's dictatorial president Robert Mugabe resigned last November, with people rejoicing in the streets. And Ethiopia's prime minister stepped down recently after months of anti-government protests demanding more freedoms. Proverbs 29:2 says, When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan. The U.S. Senate failed to come to an agreement on immigration reform yesterday. Senators rejected 4 immigration measures as Democrats worked to protect young illegal immigrants, while President Donald Trump insisted on funding for a southern border wall. Redemption Community Church is suing the city of Laurel, Maryland, over a zoning law that prevents them from meeting for worship at a coffee shop owned by the church. Representing the church, Christiana Holcomb with Alliance Defending Freedom stated, quote, The government cannot discriminate against churches simply because they are religious. Despite making every effort to work with the city to comply with its burdensome zoning changes, Redemption Community Church is now being told to either stop holding worship services or pay severe fines, end quote. Austrian snowboarder Markus Scherer's quest for Olympic gold was cut short when he broke his neck in a horrible fall during the men's snowboard cross quarterfinals yesterday, reports the New York Post. He broke the fifth cervical vertebrae in his neck, but thank God he suffered no neurological issues. Here's the latest Olympic medal update for the top five countries. Norway is in the lead with 17 medals, followed by Germany with 15, Canada with 13, the Netherlands with 12, and United States with 8. And finally, a hero has emerged from the tragic Parkland, Florida high school shooting on Wednesday that left 17 people dead and 14 others injured. Students said football coach Aaron Feist jumped in the way of the bullets when the shooting began, acting as a human shield, reports CBS Miami. The football team tweeted, quote, "He died a hero, and he will forever be in our hearts and memories," end quote. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, February 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.